Here are a few quick tips from Chad. Children and adults with ADHD. Trouble sleeping? Adults can benefit from establishing a bedtime routine. Before going to bed, make a to-do list of things for the next day so that you don't forget the things you need to do the next day. And practice relaxation techniques before bed. Quick tips are brought to you by Chad, Children and Adults with ADHD. Get more tips on chad.org. Visit, join, get involved.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Everybody, we just debuted our new intro to Attention Talk Radio. We hope you like it. That being brought to you by Roger DeWitt, a good friend of ours, an ADHD mentor coach out there. Real quickly tonight, we've got a great show for you. Our title is ADHD at Age 7. Your child can learn from Lucy, and with us in our virtual studio is Lucy. I have to tell you, I'm taking my chances. You know, it's like a high wire act when you go to try to interview a 7 year old. But we've had some good success. Years ago, we interviewed Bex Taylor Kloss, who now is she's on the series Scream that's on MTV. Actually, it was kind of cool. Her picture was posted in Times Square not that long ago. Certainly her proud mother, Elaine Taylor Claus, who we've had on this show for many, many times, was certainly a proud mother. And then we had Jeff Rasmussen. He was 14 a couple years ago, who has got a website up and is blogging with teens. Actually, the kid wrote his own IEP plan, if you can actually think of that. It's really pretty amazing. So now we got Lucy. She's age 7. We're going to get into the meat of the show with her in a second. I hope this is going to be kind of like a kid said the darndest thing interview a little bit. But real quickly, tonight is June the 8th in the year 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some announcements. The annual CHAD conference is it's not that far to start planning. I know that I'm starting to block things off in my calendar. It's in Mesa, California this year, which is Southern California, from November the 10th through the 12th. You can learn more about that by going to chadd.org. And I want to emphasize, I've said this before, I'll say it again many more times in the future. There's a lot of great content at this conference and other ADHD conferences, but there is nothing like what you learn in the hallways and meeting people, kind of just kind of sharing stories in the back of the work breakout sessions, the keynote sessions, et cetera. We interview an enormous number of people that actually present at the CHAD conference, and they're great. We have good content, but I cannot emphasize for you what the actual experience is like. And if you're so moved, I would very much encourage you to go check it out. And if you're in Southern California, you can't afford not to go. You need to go and have the experience. Again, chadd.org. Also, another plug for CHAD. If you're not a member, you should consider being a member, not for the member benefits, but CHAD is the organization that speaks on your behalf. They're the one that goes on to Capitol Hill and lobbies. They're the ones that get involved when there's ADHD medication shortages, et cetera. So we all need to kind of support them. So please check that out. Again, tonight, Lucy is 7 years old. She's got ADHD and dyslexia. And this is a pre-recorded interview because I didn't really know what to expect. And I'm very proud to say we recorded the interview and we just did it in one take. It was just a complete total show. I had to chop it up in a couple 3 bites. So we're going to listen to the different sound bites. And I think that you're going to find her very interesting and articulate. And my hope is that maybe this show is something that parents would listen to and share with their kids. For the kids to kind of get the experience, because it's kid to kid. I know I used to be a scout master, and a parent could tell their kid to do something, they wouldn't do it because I was a different adult. I could say it, and it made a little bit more sense. I know that also well as well because I had teenagers, and it really didn't matter. I was wrong before I said it, no matter what it was. But again, the idea is you're like kid, 7 year old to 8 year old or something like that. So let's roll the tape. I hope you enjoy it. And just remember, it's quite an experience interviewing a 7-year-old. So hopefully you approve of the job that I did. So let's roll the tape.
Your life, your world.
Oh, we had a small snafu because we read the wrong part A soundbite. So let's see if we got the right one here. Well, hi there, Lucy. How are you?
Good.
Good? I'm excited for you to be on the show tonight.
I am too.
All right. How old are you?
7 and a half, almost 8. On August 7th, I will be 8.
August 7th. Wow. That's exciting. Well, I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited. You're the youngest person I've ever interviewed.
Wow.
Yeah. You're killing the record. I think the second youngest was 14 years old, so you're like almost half that age.
Yeah. You're 7 plus 7 equals 14.
There you go. There you go. So I was excited to talk to you tonight about ADHD. And I understand you have ADHD. Is that right?
Yes.
What's it like to have it?
Sometimes it's really, 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 really challenging. And sometimes it actually is a big step because I get extra help from the teacher, so that's actually great. And sometimes, but the bad thing is sometimes I'm like, this homework thing won't work. And so sometimes it's really annoying.
This homework thing won't work, huh?
Yeah. Like
your mother, go ahead.
Sometimes I'm like, the computer won't let me on. Let me on, Mr. Computer.
Uh-huh. So homework is a challenge, but your mom helps you with that, doesn't she?
Yeah.
What types of things does she do to help you?
She tells me strategies and calming strategies. And
calming
so, yeah,
strategies?
Really, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Probably take a deep breath, 10 deep breaths or something, and then relax, relax your head, relax your shoulders, like that.
Are you sure your mother said that?
No. I said it in my head. I kind of learned it from there. I learned it from Berenstain Bears.
You learned it from who?
Berenstain Bears is a show.
Oh, I thought you might have learned it by watching Sesame Street when you were younger.
Well, it was mostly Sesame Street, and I once heard it on Berenstain Bears.
Got it. Okay. Because, you know, I cheated. I interviewed Sesame Street about that, and they told me all about belly breathing and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes Finn is like, because he just doesn't understand how to, and he just does his funny little belly breathing.
Yeah. Finn's your little brother, right?
Yes.
So I actually heard you talking one time, having ADHD is like a Ferrari brain or something like that. Can you tell me about that?
I don't really remember that.
You don't remember? You're telling me like you're like a race car brain. Maybe that was it.
Yes, a race car brain. Sometimes you have a race car brain, and when you have a race car brain, you're in the zone and you're going really fast. And then when someone says something to you, you get out of that race car brain because you just get out for 1 second. It's really hard. When you have ADHD, for me at least, because you're like, I'm in the zone. I'm not in the zone. So it's really hard. And then whenever I'm in the zone and someone asks me a question, I'm like, go away. And I hold my one finger up. And so, yeah.
Wow. So can you tell me about like when you're in the zone?
When I'm in the zone, it's really good because I'm always, like, I'm not talkative. I'm just going through work as fast as I can. And
really?
I'm going slowly, actually, but I'm getting stuff done right.
So do you know how you can get into the zone?
if I try to focus really hard, sometimes I get into the zone.
Sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't?
Yep.
What do you do when you can't get in the zone?
For me personally, I usually just say to myself, try again. If it doesn't work, don't pressure yourself. Just go on, and maybe you'll get in the zone.
There you go. If not, you keep trying again. So I think your mother's told me stories that, like, you do some homework sometimes where you guys go outside and she'll ask you, like, a math question. You run around the house. Is that true, or is she lying to me?
We do that in summer. We, like, at the end of spring, early spring. Well, not early spring, but middle of spring, when it gets warm, not in the winter.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Do you like doing that?
Yes, I love it.
You
so
do?
Much.
So what do you do in the wintertime when you can't do that outside?
Sometimes I do jumping jacks in mom's office, and sometimes she yells at me if I do a cartwheel in the house. Because I'm not supposed to do any.
If you do cartwheels, you can do jumping jacks, but you can't do cartwheels?
Yep, cartwheels in the house. She's scared that I'll get hurt. And
oh.
Okay, I've done this a million times, Mom. I can do it.
Yeah. Well, so
she's like,
I don't want you to fall. Yeah, so I got a couple questions for you here that are top secret between me and you, okay?
Ooh.
I understand your mom has ADHD.
Yes.
What do you do? How, you know, because you're probably trying, you know, you're growing up, but you're, you know, when I say raising a parent, you know what that means?
I think of it as, like,
Your mother's never been a parent before, so you're kind of teaching her how to be a parent, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll show you the journey. You have to stop it. Like, stop. And I kind of make a little motion to her that that top secret. And so no one knows it except for Dad.
Except for Dad.
And, yeah. And whenever I do that, I'm like, okay, I'm just doing this.
Yep. Yeah.
You can't just say, don't do this, don't do this. And
yeah.
Mom's like, stop saying that. She'll whisper in my ear, and I say, okay.
Yeah, so what happens when your mom is distracted? What do you do to help her?
I sometimes, if she's distracted and she's getting aggravated, I sometimes run away.
You run away?
Yeah. But usually that's not what happens. Usually I say, hey, Mom, you know you're getting distracted, and I know you're getting aggravated, so what about you take some deep breath and take a drink?
I like that. You kind of give her own medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
Yes, sometimes. If she's, like, really aggravated, then
That's when you run for your room. Yeah. Does your mom ever get, like, really angry? And what do you do in that situation to calm your mother down?
I say, take a deep breath. Don't yell. Take a calming breath. Three calming breaths. And I say, do you want to play the monster? Do you want to play the game, the Sesame Street game? And she says, sometimes I think you're going to be creepy thoughts.
Yeah,
I'm just evil.
So I also want to ask you, what kind of tips do you have for other 8-year-olds that might have ADD?
When you're stressed out about something, don't get all mad at the person really close to you. Like, if you're at school and the teacher is right next to you, don't just scream at her and say, like, don't do this, I'm so aggravated, why can't I just play on the computer, no fair, I want to go home, let me home, because then you're going to get in real big trouble. But if you just tell her, may I go out into the hall, or may I go to the bathroom or may go somewhere to take a drink, then you can do that. But you don't want to yell at her because you're going to get in big, big, big trouble. And at my school, we get one warning. Well, in my class, we get like a warning, and then we get another warning, and then we can go see the school psychiatrist. Oh, and sometimes if we're horrible or really, really, really bad, some people actually have gone to the principal.
Oh, wow. Not you, though.
No.
No. Because you always calm down and don't act out. You always just say, may I go to the hall or to the bathroom or something like that?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes actually you have to go to the bathroom, though, yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. Sometimes it's the real deal, huh?
Yeah. But if I don't, I'm kind of like, hey, may I go out to the hall for a second and do my work for a minute out there? Or may I calm down out there because I'm a little aggravated? Or I just stop what I'm doing, drop my pencil, put my pencil down on my desk, take deep breaths, and then think to myself, think positive thoughts, think happy thoughts, be positive. Like that.
So when you think positive thoughts, what are some of the thoughts that you think of?
I might think of the time you got 100 on your test.
Yeah.
Think of the time you got 100 on your spelling test. Think of when you passed plus and went into minus and you're so happy.
Yeah.
Think of the time you were working very hard to get onto plus. Get on to minus. Get on to multiplication. I did get on to multiplication, but the sad thing is they said we can't do it because there's only like 3 more weeks of school left.
Well, I think it's a really good tip that you said is like go to the teacher and say, may I go outside? I'm aggravated, as a way to calm down. I think that's really good advice for other like 7 and 8 year olds.
And if you're like going to burst in like 1 second, then you have to say it quickly and you have to and she'll like know.
Yep.
If you're really aggravated because your face is probably going to be red because you're so angry, and she'll say
that'll
yes.
That'll be
like
the clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Let you out.
Yep. Okay.
Or
so,
if she notices you're getting really aggravated or your face is getting really red, and you are just dropping tears or you're sweating, then she kind of says, hey, pretend I'm doing that. Hey, Lucy, could you come over here? And, like, not hey, Lucy, come over here. Hey, Lucy, can you come over here? Just in, like, a silent voice, so so I don't get embarrassed.
That's
and then she
good.
Might tell me, hey, could you go out to the hall or – what about you take a deep breath and what about you take a sip of water like I just did right 1 second ago?
All right, everybody. That's our first third of our interview with kind of Lucy. And I have to tell you, it's fascinating when I kind of listen to her. She's in an ADHD family and her mother kind of works in this field and has helped her kind of articulate kind of what's going on. And one of the things that I've actually found very fascinating, and we've done some interviews kind of related to this, is emotional self-regulation. And indeed, I did interview Autumn Zatani from Sesame Street, October of 2015. And I think it was season 43. They dedicated the whole season to self-regulation issues. And what's fascinating to me is that process is when somebody's upset. And ADHD is a self-regulation issue, not so much a deficit of attention, but emotions are a part of that. And if you listen to Lucy, that kind of pause, take a deep breath and kind of calm and distance yourself is really basically fundamentally what Sesame Street is teaching preschoolers with or without ADHD across the board. That is that's on their YouTube channel, on their TV show, on their apps and on their website. And because self-regulation is really fundamental to learning. And I know Lucy's mother has been modeling this behavior for a period of time, and it's really kind of cool how articulate she is
and pull this stuff together. So remember, I'm doing this without ropes and out nets. And I'm a high wire. So hopefully we've done okay so far. We're going to run to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll go to at side B, if you will. So here we go.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and Executive Function Challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope you're enjoying our interview with Lucy. I have to tell you, one of the things that's been interesting to me as I have begun to understand a little bit more about parent coaching is modeling behavior and kind of working our way through that. There's a guy that I'm trying to actually interview on a thing called Social Charades, where it's kind of like charades, if you will, but on picking up social cues and working with kids in kind of a playful atmosphere in order to do that. And I do apologize because I did do this interview beforehand. And at some point in time in here, I actually kind of play around with Lucy to kind of ask her questions on superpowers, which is kind of a coaching technique. Like if she were a superhero and ADD was her superpowers, what would it be? And it's kind of one of those questions that we do in a kind of playful atmosphere in order to get some insight from people that might have difficulty with articulating stuff. So anyway, I'm not so sure it's in this segment. I think it is. So hopefully it'll really kind of come up, but we'll roll the tape and we hope you enjoy.
So what do you do when you're in class and the teacher's talking about something you're supposed to be learning and you're having a hard time paying attention to her, like you want to do something else? What do you do then?
I kind of think, hey, think about it later. You'll think about it later, Lucy. And I talk to myself in my brain and I'm like, okay, Lucy, you're missing a lot of stuff. It's about to be a test soon, like tomorrow, do that. Listen, you can do anything you want. After, mm-hmm. you can think about anything you want,
mm-hmm.
and just do what the teacher asks you. You can do this. You have to do this because you don't want to get in trouble. Think about that. Do you want to get in trouble or do you want to not get in trouble? And I think to myself, don't get in trouble. Do your stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Do anything you want. You can I say to myself sometimes, like, do anything you want. You can do anything. The teacher never told us that we couldn't write big or we can mm-hmm. write small.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I had to understand your work. Like that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Or
well, what if
she never said, you had to mark it up sometimes, or
yep.
you had to mark it up. She never said you couldn't go fast.
Yep. Got it. So what I like is it sounds like you do a lot of, we call it self-talk, or you say to yourself inside your head, and you're kind of conscious by talking to yourself. It's like you kind of get yourself back on task.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that easy for you to do?
Sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes
yeah.
I'm like, come on, just get into place.
That's pretty funny. I like that. What do you do when you're having a hard time and somebody's trying to teach you something and it's just not sinking in? Like, you just can't seem to learn it. What do you do then?
I kind of think back to when you were in kindergarten and you couldn't do anything. Think how far you've gone. Think of how far you've gone in your reading levels. You couldn't have even passed second grade, probably.
Wow.
Or you couldn't even have passed first grade. In kindergarten, I couldn't even read. Just saying.
Yep.
Like, my mom had to read to me. And so, yeah. It was pretty obvious that I had dyslexia, but mom didn't know. And I couldn't write my name on, like, the 10th week of preschool. And so she kind of could have went from that, but she didn't know because I was 3. So, yeah.
So, Lucy, tell me some of the things that you're good at.
Swimming. I'm very good at swimming.
You know I like swimming because I used to swim.
Yeah, that is true. You are very good at swimming. I still wish I go to the Olympics someday.
All right. That'd be great, wouldn't it? So when you swim, does that help you with your ADD?
Yes. Did I tell you that I sing songs when I'm singing? I mean, when I'm doing it?
No, tell me about that.
I sing songs. I literally just sing songs in my head. Once I actually sang out loud.
While you're swimming?
Yes. And my friend said, why are you singing? And I had to make up a lie, and I said, I don't know. I just think it came out of my mouth. It's wrong. It sounded better in my head. Yes.
So you like to swim. You sing in your head when you swim. And
Irish step.
That's something else you like.
Yes. I actually got done. I have it every single Tuesday. Soon we're coming to the end. And yeah. June
12th. Yep. Got it. You know something? It sounds like you like to move a lot. Move around.
Yes, I love to move. And I love gymnastics. I can do a handstand push-up.
Wow, that's pretty good.
If you're in a handstand and your arms are going what your arms would do in a push-up and your legs are doing what you're doing in a push-up, except they're in the air.
Yeah. That's pretty wild. So, so you and I have been talking. Have you been sitting down or you been standing up and moving around?
I've been sitting down because I have earphones. I mean, the earplugs.
Yeah. But normally you like to walk around when you talk, right?
And I like to run away. And I like to run away at the phone. But right now I have a computer.
I know you're doing a pretty good job. So from what I understand, it helps you focus for you to walk around while you talk.
Yeah. Right now, Mom gave me a pad of paper.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job for me here because we're getting a lot of really good information for other kids that are your age. Because you know, parents talk to kids about ADD, but I've got a kid talking to kid about ADD. How special is that?
Yeah.
So what other advice and tips do you have for kids out there with ADD?
I would say when you do have ADHD, you'll understand, like, it's not always easy. You're going to be different from a lot of the other people. The other people won't understand what your brain is like. When you learn about the brain sometimes, because I learned about the brain this year, and they were saying, like, everyone's brain works the same, and I was like, so not true.
That's right.
It's like no one's brain works the same. My brain doesn't work the same as my friend's, except moms and dads because they're both ADHD.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of famous people with ADHD, right?
Yeah. My mom told me that actually a famous swimmer actually has ADHD.
A famous swimmer? How about one of the most famous swimmers?
Yes. The most famous swimmer.
Matter of fact, the guy that has the most Olympic gold medals in one Olympics.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty wild. Other presidents have had ADHD, right?
Yeah, I'm actually related to presidents, so yeah.
No. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I'm related to, I think, George Bush. Yeah, George Bush. And
George
a lot
Bush.
Of other presidents.
Yeah, both
so,
George
yeah.
Bushes, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So do other kids know you have ADHD?
Not that many. Just like one, two of my friends.
Okay. What do they ever say anything about it?
No, I tell them not to. I have a tutor, and I'm like, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
And they're like, just saying you just said that out loud. And I say, no, I didn't. I said it in your ear. Just saying.
Got it.
I was playing
All right.
telephone with you.
Playing telephone. I like that. That's really good. Okay. So do you think it's good if kids don't tell their friends about it, or you think they should tell them or not tell them?
I think they shouldn't because I don't like it. Because sometimes I get embarrassed, actually. But I do tell a lot of my friends. It's like the boys, no one tells you. Boys.
Oh.
The boys in my grade aren't the best. They're kind of like me, and I don't. Girls and boys don't mix, except for Gaga. Gaga Ball is a ball, and a lot of us made this up. We said, can I tell you the real meaning of Gaga Ball? It's where you put 5 to 6 babies in the pit, and you have to kick the ball around in their faces. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't recommend telling a lot of your friends or the people about ADHD. Just kind of keep it to yourself and just do the best you can. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the end of our second part interview with Lucy. I hope that you're kind of absorbing this. Notice that one of the things that's helpful, I think, for Lucy and those with ADCs is asking questions about her, and we're changing the direction of some stuff. And so we're able to kind of improv our way through this. And literally this interview is exactly that. It's improv. I had no agenda other to see if I just talked to Lucy what I could kind of get out of her. Notice how comfortable she is at articulating, so it's not necessarily structured per se. And I will have to tell you that over the years in coaching those with ADHD, I find that they're much better at improv in unstructured environment where somebody's kind of leading them through the whole process. And I think that as you listen to this, it's kind of amazing. Lucy's really pretty an articulate 7-year-old when it comes to it in this environment. If you put her up in front of a group of people and had her give a presentation, I think that you might have a different experience. But I actually haven't seen that. So anyway, we're going to go to commercial break and we'll go back. We'll play part C. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to our third segment of Attention Talk Radio with my good friend Lucy. During the break, I was actually thinking about kind of expanding upon this a little bit. Lucy does swim, and Lucy and I have talked a lot about swimming because for those who were new to Attention Talk Radio, I swam in college and actually trained on the same guy who coached Mark Spitz, who had 7 gold medals in the Olympics until Michael Phelps eclipsed that mark in at the Beijing Olympics with 9. Interesting enough, for years I was trying to get Mark on the show – not Mark, I'm sorry Mr. Phelps on the show to talk about kind of his experiences with ADHD. Particularly, I was trying to get a show with him and Dr. John Rady, who we interviewed, I think about a year ago, April of 2015. Dr. Rady is the co-author of Driven to Distraction with Ned Hollowell and wrote his own book called Spark. And it's fascinating because in that book, I think he has a great quote, is if they could put exercise in a bottle, I mean, in a pill, it would be the wonder drug of the century. And I'm saying all that stuff because as an athlete and an ADHD coach, I do a lot of talking, and literally probably the single greatest thing that one can do to help those with ADHD is actually exercise. And I didn't really kind of pull it out, Lucy, but you'll notice the Irish step and the swimming and the movement and the running around the house to do math problems. I think you can find that clearly movement actually helps Lucy focus. It's kind of funny because I've been coaching a couple adults recently, and one of them has actually kind of admitted is that for them to relax, they actually have to be moving. To sit down on a couch for several hours creates a lot of anxiety for them, which is kind of counterintuitive to much of the crowd. But as you reflect back on this interview with Lucy, I was asking her questions, does she move around, those types of things, because I had a little bit of clues from her mother that's what she does. So enough of those editorial comments. I do think in this segment I ask her about superpowers of ADHD. So let's roll the tape and see what we got. So tell me a little bit more about your mom and dad. You know, because again, if you have ADHD and they've got ADHD, it must be kind of crazy around there. Anything? What do you do when it gets really crazy in the house?
Sometimes we're all like saying something, and I'm like, "What did you just say, Mom? What did you just say, Dad? I can't understand."
Yep. Let me ask you this. If you were a superhero with ADHD and you had and your ADHD was your superpower, how would your superpower be a power? How would you use it?
My superpower would be, well, first of all, my superpower would be calming down when your ADHD gets really and blows
yep.
up your head. And the strategy would be calm down and breathe,
yep.
breathing your head, and yeah.
How do you know when you're like? How do you know when you're just kind of like all over the place and you need to calm down?
When I'm like, roar, or my face
yeah.
is turning red, or I'm like, whoop 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 whoop.
But Lucy,
what?
How can you can't see your face turn red unless you look in the mirror?
Yeah. Sometimes I, like, feel it. Sometimes I get really, really, really hot, and I'm, like, putting my hands on my forehead, and I feel really hot.
Oh, and then you know.
But really, I'm always hot, so yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not always hot. You live in Massachusetts. It gets cold up there. I'm in Tampa. It's hot down here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing about it is it sounds like you really notice your ADD, and one of the things is when you notice it, the most important thing is to calm down and breathe. I like that. That sounds like you've really got it in control.
Yeah.
So what is it that you do that's the hardest thing for you to do?
The hardest thing I've ever done, well, that I usually do actually, is, so we have these 2-minute timed math tests, or we used to, we had stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 2-minute timed, and I get really, really aggravated about timed tests. I'm like, get really scared, and my face is turning, and then I'm just going like, oak. and I'm putting my hands against my face, and I'm like, ugh, and boom.
I get the visual. And
yeah.
So when that happens, what do? You try to calm down and breathe again so that you can get back to the task?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you, what questions do you think I should ask you now?
I don't know.
How do you, because you got a little brother, right?
Yep.
Now, with your ADHD, does that ever get in the way with you interacting with your brother?
Yeah, sometimes I get a little crazy with him, or he gets crazy with me. Well, I remember the vivid moment when I was doing airplane with him, and I had my fifth and sixth wiggly tooth in the air wiggly. He punched my one that had fell out first. My fifth?
Yep.
Luckily, it didn't fall out. And it was bleeding all night. Well, not all night. And it was just awful. And I was screaming at him. And Mom was like, calm down. Calm down. You're not screaming at your brother.
There's a lot of calming. There's a lot of breathing going on in your house. You guys do a lot of breathing. You're like the breathers, like Lucy. Yeah, you do a lot of breathing. Which is good. I really kind of like that. I think that really makes a lot of sense. So let me see if I've got any other questions I was going to ask you, because you've been very, very insightful. You're very aware of yourself. That's kind of cool.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I'm just thinking out there. Sounds like you get kind of frustrated and you get kind of overwhelmed and you struggle with some things, but your go-to thing is when you notice it, you stop and you pause and you breathe and you try to calm down and then you kind of go forward. That sounds to be like your formula.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really good formula. So you like to swim. That helps you. That helps you focus, I trust. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Do you take medication?
Yes, I do. I don't take the pills. I take the Rogaine. I can't swallow pills. I gag on them.
Does the medication help you?
A lot. Today I didn't take mine yet. I forgot.
I would never. You forgot?
Yep, I was about to get on the bus.
You forgot? Your mom didn't remind you?
She forgot.
Sounds like
too.
Both. Yeah.
But she always takes her medicine. Yes, with breakfast she just takes her pills.
Got it. Now, when you take your medicine, are you not as hungry?
Well, it doesn't make me eat when I'm just stressed out. Sometimes
okay.
I actually do have vivid moments when I was sad and I would actually just eat, or Mom wouldn't let me.
Okay.
Yeah, but the medication just helps. And it's really
got
nice,
it.
But I don't.
Okay.
But it really, I don't.
Does it? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a hard time sleeping sometimes?
Oh, I've had it since I was like 5.
Really?
Four. Yeah, I wake up at 6 in the morning. Mom wakes
up. You wake
up
at what time?
5 to 6 in the morning, and I'm fine.
Yep.
I am really active at 6. Mom's pretty active. She wakes up with me. And it's like, Mom actually says ADHD actually makes me be not.
Okay. So my question is, who starts bouncing on the bed first, you or your mom?
I do. Oh, I like to do front handsprings and bouncy houses and stuff and on trampolines. I'm good at front handsprings.
All right. All right, I got it. I was just thinking that you guys would be up in the middle of the night jumping up and down on the bed like a trampoline just because you got nothing else to do.
No.
All right, all right.
We don't do it in the middle of the night, but we do it in the morning. Mom doesn't
okay.
do that.
So I'm going to wrap this up in a second. But before I do, let's play pretend like you're the interviewer and I'm the interviewee. You got any questions for me?
How was your day today?
My day was spectacular because – I woke up this morning knowing that I was going to interview you. So all day I've been trying to write down questions that I think a 7-year-old would be very insightful, and you did a great job.
Thanks.
Any other questions?
No.
All right. So I'd like to congratulate you. You are officially the youngest person I've ever interviewed. It was very successful. We're going to air this. We're going to We're going to go out there and we're going to tell everybody you're on the show. I hope you're going to tell some of your friends. Actually, maybe not. Maybe you can just tell your tutor or something like that. How's that?
Yeah. They don't know what they listen to talk radio.
Well, I think this video is going to help a lot of kids out there because a lot of mommies will want their kids to listen to it from your perspective because I think you did a great job. And one of the things that my takeaway is when you feel that ADD coming on, you're overwhelmed and you're frustrated, stop and breathe. Just calm down and then talk to yourself. Talk to yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's a winning recipe for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Lucy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks.
All right. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
All right, everybody. We hope that you enjoyed my foray into kids say the darndest things, particularly kids with ADHD. I do think that if you're a parent and you listen to this, you saw some interesting things. Certainly, Lucy is very self-aware of what's going on, and I think that's actually come about from years of modeling. The ADD parents, and I particularly kind of enjoyed the who's going to wake up in the morning and bouncing on the bed. We don't do it at night, but we definitely do it in the morning, and it's kind of a group thing. So anyway, a little different interview. I hope that you enjoyed it, and maybe this might be something to listen to air for your kids, particularly the younger ones, to kind of help them identify with it. So we hope you enjoyed it, and just check us out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio. And that tune in to us next week for another great edition. Take care.
Saving money on groceries is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Neighborhood Market is opening soon near you. Enjoy low prices you can trust every day on your grocery favorites like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, Walmart's friendly pharmacists can take care of all your prescription needs. At Walmart Neighborhood Market, shopping and saving are simple and convenient.
Your new Walmart Neighborhood Market opens June 15th at the corner of Curry Ford Road and Econlacatchee Trail in Orlando.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
Some days, you wake up and quickly need milk, eggs, and butter so you can make healthy omelets for your family. Other days, you wake up and quickly need milk, eggs, and butter so you can make delicious pancakes for your family. Other days, you wake up and quickly need milk, eggs, and butter so you can make butter cookies. Because you know what? You're a grown woman, and you like butter cookies. With Amazon Prime Now, get over 25,000 everyday essentials, all with free 2-hour delivery. Get started at primenow.com. Selection may vary by city.